Jill and Steve here.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. Today, we are so excited and so happy to be having another show with longtime Land Academy members, Tom and Patricia Zach. Welcome. Glad you guys are here.
Yay. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Thank you. We have an audience with Godfathers of Land.
Yes, exactly. So, and you guys have been at both of our live events, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And you have been to our home. I'm so happy. And it's so it's so nice. We haven't really talked since then. Like, it's kind of sad. This time, normally we're getting ready to see you guys in October. So since we're not getting to do this, this is extra special for us too, that we can kind of give each other a virtual hug and see you guys and catch up and hear what you're up to. So if you would, why don't you give everybody watching and listening kind of a little background on you and how you came to Land Academy, please.
No, I don't want to make this too long, but it's been 3 years. So I kind of been in a little bit in real estate. So we were buying rental properties on the south side of Chicago. So I was buying these deals from people that were getting them on tax auctions. I was buying tax certificates from them. And I figured maybe I could just buy the tax liens and foreclose myself and so on. I started digging in. And we buy a course. I don't even remember the guy's name that we bought it from.
That was a long time ago. That was like 5 years ago.
So we bought it. And actually, we went to the auction and we bought some tax liens. I don't even know what happened to these liens. So I figured we get a tax list. So I figured maybe we could send letters to the list that we received, you know. From the county, and we started digging in, and we find actually Land Geek first and
Podolsky,
and he was trying to close us on a Zoom call. we didn't go with the directions, but then we found you guys, and we went for it.
I remember first podcast that I heard Jill first. I was like, oh my gosh, she's so funny. What's that?
Yeah. So we bought it. Beginnings were kind of tough. As I mentioned, we didn't use Excel whatsoever before that. I know that is a big emphasis on Excel and being techie and stuff. And we are not of that whatsoever. So we had to start from scratch, literally. At the beginning, I figure Jack's gonna help me a lot with that, and Jack didn't really, you know, want to do the job for me. So I figure like, fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. So I figure I'm gonna have to do it myself. And that was the best thing ever happened to us. Our life, whatever this is gonna go from here, our lives changed for better already.
Thanks to you guys.
We all did a consulting call like really early on. I remember we were a little worried with the Excel thing. Well, I'll be honest.
But I thought it was Patricia. No,
you were worried.
Everybody was worried.
Yeah. It was a long journey. We made it, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was like stressed. You guys can ask me about numbers, this or that, or schedule. No schedule, no numbers. We just blessed it and we buy it, we sell it. Yeah. And it's, we try to have a schedule, but I hate personally to have a schedule. I work all the time, but I don't like to follow the schedule. If I follow the schedule, I feel like I must do something. I still must do it, but I would you know, I don't know, it's making me feel better if I do it on my own terms. You know, we still work all the time, so don't get me wrong, you know, but
It's so funny. You're just us, but like I know Patricia and I are all like in a lot of ways, but I think Patricia, you're more like Stephen and
it's a mixture. You know, it's hard to pinpoint, but
I can see that.
A patch of Jill, a patch of Joe here, there. You know,
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
So how many deals have you guys done to date, or just ballpark? What's a typical deal look like for you right now? And then what's next for y'all?
The first year we did about 50 deals. So we do less deals, but bigger profits now. We do like terms. I don't know, it gives me a peace of mind that the money's coming in every month. So we try to have a nice chunk of change coming in every month. So if we buy four terms, we try to buy under 5,000. But if we buy for cash, we go like from 10 to 20, 30,000. We buy it, and usually we sell it for double that. So doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes works out for better, but pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we try to diversify, buy some for cash, some for terms, different mailouts, different strategies. So we're trying to get to a certain amount of term deals, money coming in, cash flowing. But that amount is getting higher and higher. So I don't know.
I know, it should be this way.
We were thinking that if we're going to get to this point, we're just going to stop. But I don't know, it's just... That amount is increasing. So, we're trying to get more and more.
So is it, because this is what this one does. Jack will say, okay, I will be so happy when we're here. That's it. Done. Yeah. We're good.
Same way.
Yep. And then he goes, you know, I think we went a little low. I want to make it here. And then I want to make it here. I'm like,
Okay. Same story.
So with that, I'm exactly the same way. I'm never satisfied.
I think it's a good thing.
But one thing that I don't do, I'm trying to work on it. I try to celebrate little victories.
That's a huge problem. So I like to celebrate. I don't like to celebrate at all.
Yeah, I'm like, what, you know, it's not really a big thing. You know, let's just celebrate on our next goal, and the next goal comes and, you know.
Never happens.
I'm really stingy. I'm really stingy when it comes to money. We don't really spend money.
I feel your pain, Patricia.
That we bought from land whatsoever.
All the money comes.
But we were looking at a car just today, so maybe we'll buy a car.
I don't think it's going to happen.
But actually, one thing that I got to say that we did, thanks to you guys, so you are part of it, a big part of it. Me and my sister, we bought a almost brand new car for my mother.
Oh.
So we were able to do that. So that was really precious and special for us.
That was so
great. And that's thanks to you guys.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. So she was really happy.
That was very lovely. She was crying. Everyone was crying.
It's a nice thing. Oh, that's fantastic.
Gives me goosebumps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good.
I really loved that feeling. That was great.
Yeah.
That's important. Like, that's how we roll personally too. That I love being in a position that, and this is you more than, this is you. You started this, where he's always been very generous. And when we first got together, I was like surprised. And I'm like, wow, he's like, okay, what would you and all of your friends like to drink? And then I'm like, wow. And he's never changed. Yeah. He's always been that way. And I love that, you know, giving and sharing what you have and doing good things for people, family and friends. And so it makes me feel so good.
I know.
What are we going to do with all this? You know what? Because Tom, you're going to keep up in the level. We all know you're going to keep in, and you too, Jack. You're going to keep moving up our goals. Yeah. So it's good to share. What are we all going to do with it all? You know?
I have a few ideas.
Some shoes, some clothes.
Oh no, not shoes. Helping people. It's just, I think it's the next level when you feel like you can help some people and you can share a few things. That makes me so happy.
Exactly. Well, speaking of that, have you guys done deal funding for other people yet?
No, we didn't. No, we are, okay, so when the corona hit, we had literally no money in the account. Everything was in land.
Yep,
like everything. So I got terrified. So I was like, shit, I don't know which direction is this going to go. You know, it could go either direction. So I think I would still do everything as I did. So we just stopped sending mailers for a little bit. I wanted to see if we're going to be able to sell, because if something bad would happen with that corona thing, we would have no money. Nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. So but it turns out we sold out.
Yeah.
We sold out.
So good.
Also, we're sitting on a bunch of cash. So maybe I should be thinking about that. But you know, I just decided to spend more money on mailers. So we're sending more mailers, and we are actually in the process of buying a bunch of deals. So So just going that direction. Yeah.
That's so good.
What's your biggest challenge in all this? Is there any big challenge?
Big challenge. Yeah.
What's the toughest
data? Problem? The data is a challenge for me because I'm not really that tech savvy. And like I mentioned, I was not trying to make a joke that Excel is it's a beast for me, another beast. So my learning as I go, you know, is sometimes when I send a mailer and I don't get the results, I keep doubting myself.
Yeah.
I keep questioning, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe all the money, that's all we have, you know, and now we just got to come up with something else. And then I send another mailer and it works, but I still don't believe all the way, you know, because maybe I doubt my skills in Excel per se, but I'm working on it and it's getting better. Yeah. Trying to organize, learn.
To this day, when we send a mailer out, I still think it's going to fail.
Do you really?
To this day.
Yep. Look at it.
Somehow.
You guys are alike. And then Patricia and I are like, yeah, we'll save it. Don't worry. We got this.
And then we buy like 22.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just do it.
I would never.
Just had a mailer hit today.
Yeah.
And I was sure it wasn't going to work. And she's buying like, she was it's telling great. Me right before this call, she's like, this one's even better.
You know, yeah. Like, I'm picking up all these properties for under 1,000 an acre. And they're selling everywhere for, it's right around 3,000 to 4,000 an acre. I'm like, we can't go wrong with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is perfect. I'm like, yeah. And they're like signing them and sending them back. I don't know what it is about this batch right now, but it's great. Yeah. So it's so cool.
You
guys, go ahead.
You know, I was just saying that as far as county research and so on, you guys put a big emphasis on picking a county and so on. From my experience, you know, if even in a county that per se, it's not a good county, if you find a good deal, it still sells, you know, so, but I've been trying to do better research in counties and so on, in different approaches and so on. To get a better yield, but overall it's working. But again, when I hear Laurie, Travis, or Luke, and you guys and talking about county picking, I'm like, God damn it, I'm missing something for sure.
I think he just thinks too much. Just thinks too much. Like,
Maybe.
Well, I think if you're concerned and, you know, somewhat pessimistic about this, and you're always trying new things because you're afraid of failing, then you're never going to fail.
That's good.
It's the opposite.
Maybe I'm trying too many new things. You know, maybe I should just concentrate on, you know, one approach, I guess. I don't know. But I like to try new things. Then it's not boring, you know, to me, you know. So I like different counties, different approaches. It's exciting that way, you know.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked with a broker in an area, or have you always sold properties yourself?
So we tried. I was looking for a good agent for like, I don't know, 6 months. And I connected with a couple agents, realtors, but no luck at all. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been like having really trouble to find somebody.
But there was nobody that was doing strictly land or whatever. So she was just looking for agents overall that would help out. But everything sold anyway, so.
Good, so I didn't need it.
Yeah, for now, I don't know. That's gonna.
You know, everything will sell, you know.
Right.
But you know, the 100% return out of investment is great. But, you know, like I'm coming from rental investments. So if we get 10-15% a year return, it's good, you know.
Right.
So even if we would buy something and sell it on terms, we would get a return, 50% return a year, it's still great. I still would find investors and so on. So everybody keeps saying about these huge amounts, huge returns, but it's worth, even if it doesn't work out, it's so great.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah. You're so right, Tom. We all throw around these figures and these numbers because it's just like, this is how we roll.
Yeah.
But the normal business world would be like, what the heck are you talking about? How is that possible?
Right. Like, well, when I talk to people and I tell them that it was a bad deal, you get a 50% return on investment, they're like, what? What the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
And that's per year. Per year, you know. So they're like, what are you talking about? So it's good either way. Even if it's bad, it's good.
Exactly. That's it. And you guys know how to move it. So that's great. Yeah. So what's something that you now 3 years in, what would be something you wish you could have told yourself 3 years ago?
Oh my God.
What advice would you have for yourselves?
Just send more mail. Yeah. That's it. I know it's kind of cliche because everyone is saying that, but
it's a look saying, you know. So, but that's how it is, pretty much. Yeah. I was overthinking, you know. I was doubting myself at the beginning. So, I think just sending more mail would be the first change that I would do if I would start over again. Just
all right. That's going to be the title of this episode.
Send more. Mail.
Send more mail with Tom and Patricia.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, because like with us, you know, I wouldn't say that the knowledge and the skills are the emphasis. It's just, you know, being persistent and not giving up and just learning. Of course, you got to be learning, so the knowledge comes. But we didn't start with the knowledge. We didn't even start with the money. We had, I think we started like with $5,000.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we're really good now as far as money-wise. So.
That's really good. So start with $5,000. Did you ever question it, or did you just know that?
I was questioning. That's why it took us so long, because I didn't want to, like, you know, just spend everything that I had. Even if we sold something, I still was questioning. So I just wanted to see if it works, really works, until I'm really going to, you know, putting all my money. So I'm saying until I'm going to put all my $5,000 in.
I mean, I swear that's why you're successful, or one of the reasons, because you're thinking about it, and you know, you want to make sure that you're not making it's a pain in the ass to live with somebody like that. I know Jill knows that, but
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's good for business.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. It's true. He runs the numbers 6 different ways, and I'm like, let's just do it.
Test everything for failure always, constantly.
Yeah.
And my whole thing is, okay, if however all your numbers come out, if we hit half of that, we're still winning. We'll be fine.
So actually, what I mentioned before, that 50% return would be, it is great in, you know, real estate standards, maybe not in land standards. So I sometimes when we like getting the deals that we're just getting like, you know, 80% return or whatever, and I'm like, shit, it's just low, you know, it's not enough. You know, if we would just put all our money in, you would be getting just 50% return yearly return on investment, they'll be tremendous. They'll be great, you know.
Oh, you'd be done.
Yeah.
The same thing with us.
Yeah. You
know, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Are you gonna? Are you guys gonna stop someday? I don't think so.
But I think that the 50, I could do that, and then we work out, and I would be getting deals up to here, just getting 50%. But in my head, because all of this, I keep thinking it's bad. It's not enough, so I don't do it.
You're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You got to have cash reserves and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. I love it. So, yeah. So what's next? Have you explored different niches, different property types, or gone? Are you looking at bigger parcels?
Well, I'm learning from the podcast. I was listening to, let's say, L'Oreal look and see if they are buying smaller acreage. I'm trying that approach now. So per se, did they mention that people easier sell a smaller acreage for lower amounts than a bigger acreage? So I saw some logic in it, so I'm trying to get smaller acreage, but much bigger amounts of money. So actually, I'm working in a mailer now, but it's pain in the ass because the prices in a county are so different. You know, so the small acreage is usually near the cities.
Okay.
So in the counties, vast in the remote areas have much different prices. So, you know, like I said, that's a struggle with me still as far as in writing scripts for Excel and so on. So I do actually work with a guy that writes those scripts for me.
Good.
So I figure if it's difficult for me, so I might as well pay somebody. It's just easier, you know. Mm-hmm. So if I would learn myself, it would take me forever.
Yeah. I think that's smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
One time I tried to learn a specific computer language to develop a tool, an online SaaS tool. And like a month into it, I said, this is the dumbest thing I've ever tried to do. It's like not a good use of my time.
Yeah.
And somebody overseas sold it in like a day, the whole thing, got it all done.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Same me, and then doing paperwork. I just like, oh my God, can't do it.
Yeah,
it's just not worth it. I'm stressful each time I'm doing the deed.
Every time she sends a deed in, and she's like, oh my God, probably there's a mistake. Probably they're not going to approve it. She keeps crying about it for a month, and then it comes in and it's good. Or if it's not,
but
she fixes it.
But it's just not my thing at all.
Yeah.
No.
That's funny.
So this has ended up, being a couples therapy session. you guys have separate native languages, right?
Polish, yeah.
You have different native languages, don't you?
No.
Oh, you're both Polish?
Polish.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So when you're super mad at each other, do you just yell at each other in Polish?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what we do.
So funny.
They're like, what are you talking about? We did that right before we turned the camera on.
Yeah, we did. I wanted to make her nervous a little when I went out and I said that I'm going to McDonald's to get some ice cream.
Before
so she's going to be stuck, in front of the camera on her own. So she was like shaking.
He might come back with his ice cream.
So I did say I'm going to come in with an ice cream cone and like, hey, what's up, you know?
Like, oh, is it that time?
We get a McDonald's right across the street, so.
Yeah, that's convenient. That's kind of cool. I'm glad we don't have that.
So am I.
Yeah. We love the ice.
So if you ever have any Wi-Fi issues, you can just run outside.
See the number.
That's what she was doing in Poland. She was still closing deals in Poland, and the Wi-Fi went out in her house. Her mother called, you know, a bunch of houses. But there is, you got to understand that it's 27.
No, 42 houses.
42 houses in the village.
Oh,
so she called other people to see if they have Wi-Fi, and she went there to work a little. Then she came back home.
That's Brilliant. Mm-hmm. That's
and you, you gotta ride a bicycle in order to get electricity.
No.
But it's pretty close.
I love seeing your pictures when you're traveling, Patricia, and all the like the nieces and the nephews. Yeah. It's really cool. Isn't that great that we can do this now? I just that's one of the things I just love about land. You know, I wish I could see more of it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Gives you this freedom for sure. You can go anywhere and you can work from anywhere. You just need a Wi-Fi and Wi-Fi. They say in Poland, Wi-Fi.
They say Wi-Fi.
And that's all you need. That's so
hilarious. Even for Poles, it's hilarious. Wi-Fi.
I love it. It's Wi-Fi. So, you know, and I forgot, I just have to apologize real quick too. I gave you both Patricia's. I put Zach, but it's Dubicki. Is that how you say your last name, Tom?
Well, you pronounce it Dębicki.
Dębicki.
Dębicki. Okay.
And my last name is Jacques. I like to, you know, say it in I think it's from, I don't know, French.
Well, just like Jill's last name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to call it Wi-Fi now forever. Now
me too. I know. So am I.
Well, that's great. Do they have free Wi-Fi?
You know, this whole generation that's younger than us believes that we're just technologically inept.
Right.
That we don't, I've never been on a computer before. I don't really know how to use my phone. And so I'm going to walk around to that whole generation and say, yeah, it's on the Wi-Fi.
Perfect. I love it. That's so good. Do you guys have any questions you want to ask us before we wrap it up?
Do we?
I don't think I have any questions. Well, how do you apprise?
a county
with I'm just talking about my difficulties. Oh. So, Jack, how do you go about appraising an area that's got big price differences per acreage?
I can tell you exactly what I did on this last mailer, and I thought it was not going to work. We went into a county that had, and we did this on purpose just to test it so we can explain it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It had no comps. It just had no property for sale and very few properties, you know, that have been sold, like two properties in the whole county. So I went and took a look at houses, engaged and did a bunch of stuff that it was completely non-scientific. And I sent it to Jill and she checked it and she cut it in half, the price that I came up with. And we mailed it. And we're doing great.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So who did the mailer? Who did the mailer? I'm confused.
So he did, but well, because you know, it's like the test for reason at the end. That's the part where I'll get in and I'll kind of sometimes too, I'm just checking to make sure that the data is all lined up, you know, just kind of
cutting it out,
mail merge before we sign off on it. But I'll pull them up real quick and see, okay, if this guy signs it and sends it back, am I going to buy it like this? And then I'm like, you know, I'd rather come in a little lower than this. You know, can we adjust it? And then he makes the executive decision like, yeah, you want it to be on fire? I'll make it on fire. And like, here's what we're doing. And it works out. You know, that's the stuff right now. I'm buying for even less than it. I'm like, I'm buying 7 acres for $5,000 and everything in this area I'm buying, they're selling for $3,000 and $4,000 an acre. I'm like, this is good.
You can take, there's sometimes in really rural areas with no comps like that, there's a lot more art than science to it, which really makes me nervous. What I did recently on one county is I took all the houses, the SFRs, with a lot of land and sorted for it that way. And then I subtracted the value of the construction made my own comp set that way. And then she went cut it in half. So it's really, you want to go in pretty hot right now. We're having a lot of success going in really, really cheap.
Do you guys feel overwhelmed sometimes or you don't not anymore?
We don't.
No.
Yeah, I have to think about it.
Our staff we have a lot of staff.
Yeah.
We're kind of like you guys too, though, where I work all the time, kind of. And it doesn't bother me.
Because
I just love it anyway.
Yeah.
I love, and I now have a great team that they get all the inbound everything, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get a signed purchase agreement in my email. I just forward it to Jan. I forward it to my, and they input it, they look up. So then, and then they tag me when it's ready for me to now look at and make a decision. So I can spend, you know, not much time each day, you know, less than an hour. I can sit and review a bunch of deals. Sure. And then I'm a yes, or it's a no, or it's I need to know these three questions, and I just send it to them. And then by tomorrow, they have all the answers for me. No. It's great. And then I say, yep. And then we open escrow, and then they do it from there. So it's funny. I love it. You know, I think maybe because I'm such a deal junkie, if I am overwhelmed, that's the best thing on the planet. Yeah. If I can't keep up with the phone calls, I'm like, yay, this is awesome.
If I can compare it to...
I've truly, honestly given up Saturday nights to answer the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Big mailers are hitting because I just love it.
I love it too.
Yeah. Every morning is like Christmas morning, you know.
Yeah.
A little deal comes in and I'm looking at it. I'm unpacking the package. Oh, it's great. You know?
The trip to
I love it. I love it. I love it. Like,
That could be another title of this show, which is really good. It's like, opening an envelope is like Christmas morning.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it is. That's the best part.
Side offer is the best.
Once I see it,
nothing else.
You know, let's move to the next one.
That's the hard part. That's when you kind of like, I have to like reel myself back in. Like, okay, don't get too whatever here, comfortable. This is, you know, because you're like, the excitement's kind of over. You're like, oh, I know how it's going to sell.
That's true.
Yeah. You should be celebrating that too.
There you go.
I promise I'll be celebrating more.
Okay, good. And not just with an ice cream from McDonald's.
No.
That's good too, you know.
maybe like jewelry or something.
Let's not push it now.
That's why I get excited or anything.
We were thinking about the electric bikes.
Electric bikes.
Yeah. Do that. We you have electric bikes now?
No, we were. I was gonna buy it, but then I didn't.
We love them.
Yeah, we have them.
You do, right?
Life changing. Changed our lives.
There you go.
Highly recommend that. And where you guys live, you're summertime and you're fall. You can bike all over the place. It'd be so much fun. Yeah.
We still do, but
but then, you know, we want to work all the time, so it's like, you know, waste of money.
Go get yourself out too. I do that. I you know what's funny you say that, Tom? Like I have got myself, I've done that where I have to kind of almost, you've done that. He's come in and said, you're leaving your desk right now. I know how long you've been sitting here and we're going out. And because I sometimes get too into it.
That's gonna happen 3 hours from now.
True.
I'm serious today.
He will. It's gonna say, turn your computer off or I'm cutting the power. Or I'm gonna go and unplug the Wi-Fi.
No way.
We're so going out.
My mother is gonna watch this show. She will be on.
I love it. Yeah. That's so good. How do you say have a great day in Polish? Oh.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Miłego dnia. Miłego dnia.
Miłego
dnia. Miłego dnia.
Miłego dnia.
Miłego dnia. That's so cool. All right, I won't remember that one, but that's so
cool. Just stick with
Wi-Fi.
So
weird.
Exactly. That's so good. Well, thank you so much. Anything else?
And actually, we would like to thank you because you guys, we keep saying that, but I got to say it one more time. You got to really register. You guys really changed our lives. Oh my God, we're so thankful that we, you know, found you guys and we stuck to it, even though Jack didn't want to do it for me. You know?
No, it is so, it's just priceless, guys. Yeah. All the community and you guys, and we really love it.
Yeah.
It changed our life.
Even if we would make another dollar today, you already changed our lives.
Yeah, I know.
So as it is, you know. So we're so thankful.
Thank you.
I can't wait to do this again when we're going to say, well, it's 5 years now. Mm-hmm. Well, it's 10 years now. And
oh, yeah.
That's going to be really cool. And
Tom will still be upset about something.
He's still going to be.
Probably. I guarantee it.
That's all right. Patricia's going to be riding around on her electric bike, getting in her new car with her brand new watch.
Tripping with diamonds.
Are we getting bikes or not?
That's awesome.
Thanks again, guys. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, I'll see you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.